It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Green Rush, the business of cannabis. We are a two-hour weekly live cannabis business talk show produced by Pro Cannabis Media, broadcasting every Friday from 4 to 6. We discuss news issues in the cannabis market, and each week we conduct a deep dive into specific topics of the industry. I'm Rick Thompson with Josh Kincaid, and this week's theme is athletes in cannabis. We've enjoyed Anna Simons, we've enjoyed Darren McCarty, and now we are ready for our last guest, Lofa Tatupu. Welcome to the program.
Fellas, thank you for having me.
Thank you. And could you tell our viewers a little bit about yourself and your history with cannabis?
Yeah, Lofa Tatupu, second generation NFL. My dad played 14 years in the National Football League. I played six, would have been longer, but shortened by injuries, as is the case with a lot of us. I got into the cannabis industry 2014, really on, as an investment and in the real estate side. It ended up taking over operations with my partner and developing the brand 1937 Farms in the I-502 legal recreational cannabis industry. And so some expertise in brand and bringing that to life, as well as operations, and then spun off and created because of the impact that, not just cannabis, but also hemp and CBD, hemp-derived CBD has it's put me back together, mind, body, and soul, which I think that's a common thread you'll hear from a lot of athletes, and all the trauma that we've, experienced is it's pulled us out of that and made us whole again. And it's incredible what the plant is done for us and is doing for so many others. And so, that's, so to speak, my background. And from that, I spawned Zone In CBD, which is, our other business. And so that's this, we're now in our third year of business and changing lives, daily there too.
Excellent. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, time flies, man. 3 years since you've launched Zone In. That's pretty crazy. Pandemic, did you find that more people were going after CBD, or is it more of a THC world during that? Because it's the anxiety and everything else during that was pretty crazy. No one really wanted to smoke because they thought that would get them, that inhalables would be worse for COVID. What was your, launching in a pandemic is crazy. When you look at like Heinz steak sauce, they launched during the Civil War, like who says, hey, that's a great idea, we need steak sauce right now. That wasn't necessarily your path. You did it before, but when you get hit with that, how do you continue to pivot to endure all of that? How was that process over the last 3 years?
Yeah, it's challenging, right? I mean, any business is, and especially when you're faced with, coming to life in a new industry, one that we're still in the infant years. And you're right. I think THC will probably always be king. Everybody loves THC. Even the people that they don't outwardly express or share it, let it be known, everybody loves THC. And I think it is for everybody in the right dosage. We launched really at the beginning of 19. So right before, well before, almost like 10 months before, it was, COVID-19 became a thing and happened, and then 2020. And like you said, just in a blink of an eye, like a whole year, 2 years goes by, right? And it's been three that we've been in this business, but, and it's been a wild ride, but it's been great. And, I think really the pivot really just, we had to, no pun intended, zone in on, e-commerce rather than attacking the retail, which was, I think, really where a lot of people got hurt was that launched during the pandemic was they went straight to the retail. Well, getting onto the shelves, just half the battle. You got to get off that shelf too. And so I think, having the right customer journey, through email marketing and everything else and social media, and just hitting on the right messages on what it can do for you and what it is. I think a lot of things, people are just, they're curious, right? They're like, oh, what is it? And so cutting through the noise, because, of course, there's some bad players out there, some people I think there was a research done by, you know, one of the main television broadcasts out here. They pulled a bunch of products off of a retail shop and they tested them, you know, with one of the big testing agencies out here. And it was like 70% of them didn't have the amount of CBD, and some didn't have any CBD in their products. And so, you know, being, you know, people are trusting you with their health. You know, this isn't like a t-shirt or something else where, you know, you might be able to, with a big brand, you might be able to get away without quality, but this is supposed to change lives, as it has for me. And so we, on top of third-party testing, we even take the raw and go and test it again on our own to make sure that of the quality that's in our bottles. And so in a long way there, just it's been a crazy year or two and navigating the challenges of COVID, but you know, just still impacting lives, and you know, not a day goes by that I don't get like an email or a message of someone saying that, hey, I took it for pain relief and it did this for me, you know. And I know it's anecdotal, but it's curing another condition that they didn't know that it would do. So, I mean, it's incredible. And there's a lot of ways to go before we can, you know, definitively tell them everything that it does for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're eating the food that you're cooking too. So this is a product that you're passionate about because you're using it, and it could have maybe extended your career. You're with the Seattle Seahawks. You were a brutal linebacker for the 2005 to 2012 season. You don't look it, but you're shorter than I thought you would be, but you're a wide dude. Like, I don't know how you move the way you do. Like, it's not like a refrigerator Perry. Like, it's not like that, but you're a wide guy. You're a big dude. So I would imagine you got in a way because you're like in everybody's way and you got beat up a lot. You had a torn pec, I think was the final straw that kind of destroyed that pretty much ended your career. Had you used CBD though, do you think you could have bounced back from that?
Oh man, I would have got so many. I'm 39 right now. I'm doing things that I couldn't do when I was 29. And because of the, you know, because it acts on our cells, right? You know, not just talking about CB1 and CB2, but just the response that my mind and body have, they are so connected, so in sync that I feel on a different level. A more aware, more zoned in, more heightened awareness of what's going on inside my body as opposed to just what was outside. You know, even like, and I'd argue that the pec, you know, while it was my last surgery or injury. I had 10 over 7 years. I had 15 plus concussions. I argue that the last concussion I suffered a year prior, I still hadn't fully recovered from. You know, and I argue that my mind muscle connection was so thrown off that when I strained it, I could have still played through it. Had I had the CBD, I could have played through and not torn the pec all the way. A full rupture is what I suffered. I tore both of them. The other one I tore in 2009 in a game, and that sat me out for the rest of that season. It was crazy, you know, but we, as on your podcast before, Josh, we spoke, I feel like it has made me a better athlete at 39 years old than I was at the prime of my career when I was going to the Pro Bowl and I was an All-Pro middle linebacker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's power, man.
So right now the NFL is actually starting to look into it because they wouldn't allow for THC. CBD is helping a lot, but do you think that more people are using, because there's a lot of people who are using it and trying not to get busted and tested. Is the NFL as a league finally starting to loosen their grip on that with this new research that they're doing? Can you kind of explain that?
Yeah, I haven't gotten the full details of it. I know they set aside $1 million for research, but I haven't found out where that actual money is going to, like what to research. I did hear from a friend that it was actually going towards like research for rugby players, which I'm like, I know there's some similarities there, but you know, it should probably be on either your former players or current players. You know, that's what I would hope. But yeah, man, it's tough in THC. Absolutely. There's guys using it, and you know, NFL they have those, the testing protocol, right? It starts on 420. That's a very obvious, you know, time to start your testing protocol.
That's funny.
And if you don't get selected, then it goes, it kicks the can down. You're going to get tested. Like, so it's essentially back open, the window's open, and you'll get tested. You're definitely going to get tested on the first August or whatever you get to camp. And so it's, you know, the NFL, I do appreciate at least them letting you know when the testing is going to be. So I think, you know, they're really trying to catch anybody with a problem. But here's the thing. I don't know anybody that smokes or uses cannabis regularly that's a high achiever like that, that really has a problem with cannabis. It's the other things that are a problem, you know, and I'm talking even alcohol, you know, not even just the stuff that's illegal, the opioids and the other drugs, but you know, alcohol. That's so, it's just odd that, you know, there would be such a firm stance on cannabis. And I know it's still not fully legal everywhere, but, and I'm hoping that's the only thing that's holding them back. But, you know, we've seen other leagues, you know, take a more aggressive stance on safety for their players.
Mm-hmm. We've had other guests today talk about CBN and CBG, some of the other cannabinoids. Have you tried to integrate any of those into your personal treatment program? And is there any plan for you to launch something like that commercially?
Yeah, we so CBN, from, you know, and we work with doctors and, you know, specialists in the formulation to, you know, to you know, further the education of this stuff. So, but yeah, as far as CBN, there's some trace amounts of CBN in some of our products, and CBG, I have not seen show up on, as a minor on most of our products, but we did add it as an isolate on top into our muscle rub for pain cream. And so, and it's been very effective. And so, yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of like CBD isolate. It's good, but it's got limited benefits. It's all the synergistic effects of all of them working together of where you're going to get the most, you know, complete treatment. And but as, you know, more information comes to light, and as, you know, the scientists and the doctors that we work with, you know, mention or say, hey, this is what's been proven to be effective. I, of course, am the guinea pig. And like every product that we've released, we've only got four products, I think. And every one I had to test for like 3 to 6 months, like by itself. It's like, all right, I'm not going to take anything but this to make sure of the effectiveness. And, you know, because I mean, like I said, when it's in your system and the reaction it's had for me, I feel on a completely different level, even just from the food I put into my body these days. It's insane how, you know, receptive or non-receptive my body is. You know, it's, your body will speak to you if you listen to it. For so long without CBD, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't. And of course the brain injuries, the concussions didn't help.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody using it to wean off of smoking? Cause I noticed when I did Sober October, I used Zone In for that whole month. And I was surprised. I didn't think about smoking cannabis like hardly at all. It was kind of shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I guess not completely kill the appetite, but curb it a little. And I mean, I noticed for me, you know, something I never thought I would get rid of. Like I chewed tobacco until I was, from the time I was 16 until I was 35. And, you know, I thought I tried so many times to get off of it and stop. Almost in unison with taking CBD, I noticed that the edge or the stress was not there to crave it. And, you know, and oftentimes those things, they always cause more stress. I noticed after I had a chew, I would be more tense in my shoulders and my jaw and my body. And I realized I was overstressing myself, but there's a lot of my friends who have, not just, you know, there's stories of opioid, you know, getting off of opiates, getting off of, you know, sleep meds. In fact, I don't use sleep meds. I did most of my career. That was something that I, to get the proper rest. And, it's replaced all that on top of Tylenol, aspirin, and all the other anti-inflammatories that, were often, you know, given to us.
What about a protocol in the NFL to utilize CBD to wean the NFL, like wean people off of fame? I would imagine that when you have like this, you're in a crowd of 60,000 people, and that kind of adrenaline comes with its own drug. And when you no longer have that platform, I would imagine depression and other things can set in. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it would be a decent protocol to incorporate CBD to kind of get over that and have some kind of a group to help, you know, transition through that process?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something in the works. I can't really talk too much about it, but, you know, wellness clinics down the road is something that I'm working, you know, very hard on with my group. And, you know, it would be kind of a decompression where it's like a protocol. Okay, it's over. You go here. And now, you know, it's a safe place where, you know, you're going to hear stories from former players, you know, other guys that are going through the stuff you're going through. And, you know, you could just kind of, you know, figure out or it gets, make some peace with anything that you're going through. And because for the longest, you know, especially in our profession of football, no one wanted to talk about it. Like, right. You know, just, you know, I'm going to, you know, deny it. It's just staying denial the whole time. So I think that's very important. And, you know, yeah, it is a drug, man, that adrenaline rush. You're not going to get that anywhere else. I'll tell you right now. And I tell all the guys when I was coaching, I was like, hey, you know, soak it up, because when it's over, it's over. And I would say my personal story wasn't so much tied to an identity crisis or but the depression and, you know, anxiety and all the stuff that I left the game with was more so from, you know, not knowing what was going on in my body and mind from all the surgeries, the concussions. And I wish, you know, luckily I found, I gotta say, you know, it was here before me. CBD found me. And I think everybody finds it, you know, cannabis and hemp found me. And I think everybody finds it when, you know, they need to, when they're, that's right for them. And, you know, I'm grateful that it did, because it just, it made me whole, man. It made me the best version. I think that's what life's all about, is everybody trying to become the best version of themselves. Right. And it's that's what it's really done for me. And it's been doing for so many other people. And so I'm just here to try to be a messenger and a soundboard and just keep singing his praises, you know, as many times as I can.
Power and celebrity can be very, very intoxicating drugs that may be very difficult to get off of. Right.
Yeah. And then, but I think it's going to take some high achieving, no pun intended, but business people to come forward and really be an advocate for, you know, the world to take it serious, you know, like, and, you know, cause, you know, yeah, the celebrity or the sports figures, those, that's great. You know, they're famous, they got attention, but, you know, when someone, you know, a high ranking official, that's just kicking ass, and, you know, someone that's in a position of power, that's just dominating life. And, you know, when they come forward and an advocate for it, you know, I think then some real heads would turn.
Elon Musk smoking online or smoking on television wasn't good enough though. Right. I mean,
did he know he was smoking? That's where I get confused, because it seemed like he was confused as to what he was smoking.
Yeah, but I thought so too. It seemed more like a staged incident than anything else. But we do have some very famous, Carl Sagan, some of the folks that have been really at the top of their worlds that have been confirmed cannabis users and really supported that for a long time. But, you know, the war on drugs makes people deny. They deny things that they see right in front of their own eyes. They deny their own bodily experience when they have those things. How difficult is it talking to people who haven't experienced cannabis yet and trying to convince them to give these type of medicines a try?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, rather than, you know, trying to force it on anybody, just show them that you're living your best life. I mean, lead by example. And then when they're curious, you know, that's when they start asking questions. And then you still don't force it on them. You say, this is what it's done for me, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing about the hemp derived and just the CBD play. I believe it's the bridge to everybody taking a harder look at cannabis as a solution. Mm-hmm. And even you said it, war on drugs. And you brought up Anna, my good friend. She has the coolest Instagram handle of all time. It's called Exit Drug, because Yeah, isn't that cool? So
it is cool. That's great.
We're all brought up told that, oh, hey, cannabis is the gateway drug. Bullshit, man. Oh, my, can I swear?
You can.
Okay. It's bullshit, man. It's bullshit. And in fact, this is the plant that's going to save us all. And I just thought, I even told when I met her, I was like, yo, that is the coolest handle, you know, or name, nickname ever. Because it is. There is so many anecdotally, right? But stories that I have of people with you know, whether it's addiction, alcohol, or opiates, or sleep meds myself, and other stuff. There are so many that have said, hey, I turned to cannabis and I don't take that anymore. I mean, it's so cool for her to just even spin the narrative of a gateway drug to an exit drug. I just thought that was one of the coolest, dopest things I ever seen.
It's funny because when I was, I got interviewed for Reader's Digest about this basis space. I think I told you about this a couple years ago, Lofa. When people responded to me, a lot of older folks that still read Reader's Digest would ask me about, well, what CBD did you use? And I would tell them, you know, this transdermal patch or whatever, but you might want to look at the entourage effect. And I would mention, you know, THC, and then never heard from them again. You know, so it's challenging. Anytime you have to educate and then sell a product, that's one thing. But even if you're just focused on educating, it's hard to get through. So using CBD is kind of the gateway into, you know, dropping seeds literally and just let them form and develop and grow on their own. It's kind of just what you have to do sometimes.
But okay, now I'm just going to venture to say, guess that the Reader's Digest demographic is a little bit older than us, fellas.
Yeah.
So in their lifetime, hell, in my lifetime, I didn't think I'd see cannabis legalized. I didn't believe it. I didn't think it would happen. I mean, I'd hoped, but man, you know, a lot of work has taken place to get to this point. And I think the fact that everyone's starting to see just how much good is coming from it, it's going to continue to go. But, you know, so I always take that into account when I think about the older generations that, you know, for the longest, it was so stigmatized, it was so vilified that, you know, oh, if you, you know, and the stigma, you know, y'all, you're a stoner, you know, you unproductive, you're gonna make the bad choices in life. Man, get out of here with that nonsense.
You've probably had to live with it for a while. I know I did. Did you have to deal with the dumb jock stereotype?
Hell yeah. And I had the dumb jock and the stoner stigma thrown my way in high school. I was like, wait a minute. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, but the labels, right? Again, and so that's, yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, it was definitely, I had both of those because, you know, I hung out with everybody. I didn't care. I just, whoever was cool, like, and I, by cool, I mean, you know, they don't have, you know, they have their shit figured out. They are happy and content with their existence and their being. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, I vibrate on that level, man. I dig it. Cool. Like, and, you know, some people just, I think they're scared by it, you know, people that were quick to use those labels and such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now you're dealing with two different kind of businesses. You have the 1937 farms in Washington under the 502 regulations. And then you have the legal CBD unit that is Zone In. That's got to be kind of frustrating because at one level you can't really expand, scale, or get out of Washington with this farm unless you partner and do some genetics. And yeah, you know, it's two totally different business models. How do you get your brain to sort of dissect and execute on that, or do you just let know that 1937 farms is what it is? And I don't know, how do you deal with it?
Well, no, I think, you know, several pioneers, you know, the brand is everything in anything you do. And I think, you know, you look at cookies, they're not, you know, like they're taking their brand everywhere, and it's not them just doing the heavy lifting, but they've done such a beautiful job with the brand that, you know, it resonates and it's moved everywhere, even internationally. And so, while we are stuck to Washington as for the THC side of things, I mean, this is, you know, we're having fun. So, it's a lifelong thing. It's a long picture, long view type of thing, and like type of play. And, you know, we're just having fun with it and, you know, helping watch people live better lives and we'll see what goes. But yeah, there's always, you could always do licenses deals, or license out the brand to another, where we could partner on several things to make their learning curve a lot easier, because I know it was a lot, man. I mean, we're still learning every day in that industry. But and then, yeah, obviously from Zone In, the CBD side of things, it's been a lot easier in terms of, you know, we're not limited to a certain place. But also then, you know, you could get a little distracted with trying to be everything to everybody, right? So, and, you know, I'm grateful for everybody that does try Zone In, that believes in it. And because it was really, what we made it for was the demographic of athletes. And we believe as a company, you know, that movement's our best medicine, and CBD is just there to help us recover, you know? Now I know CBD and, you know, even cannabis is a great medicine, you know? But not everybody's willing to accept that, right? So if you just put the message out there that we want you to move for you, and then we'll help you recover, a lot of people have been receptive to that.
Now, we're almost finished with our segment. How can people find this wonderful products that you've been talking about today?
Yeah, e-commerce site at zoneincbd.com. You know, and you can find me on Instagram. I'm still terrible at doing personal shout outs, Lofa_Tatupu. I'm mostly on Instagram. I got a Twitter too, but yeah. And, you know, it's, I just want to say thank you guys for everything, for having me. Josh, always a pleasure, man. And I hope you guys stay blessed.
Likewise, man. Thank you.
Thanks for showing up today. We appreciate it. And thanks for being an advocate for the plant.
Appreciate it, Lofa.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Well, that's it for today's broadcast for The Green Rush, the business of cannabis. I'm Rick Thompson, along with host Josh Kincaid. We hope you've enjoyed the time today. Thanks for being here. Have a great day.
Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Infused, a cannabis talk show, is a one-of-a-kind look inside the cannabis industry. Meet the amazing people who make cannabis businesses bloom as they join host Nick with Francesca and Mike for creative cannabis conversations. Get an honest look at the business of cannabis, including trends, best and worst practices, products, education, and advocacy. Whether you're canna curious or running a cannabis, Infused has canna conversations that count. Infused is available on YouTube and is now streaming as part of the PodConnects Network.